This recording, Anhui 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a real form of foot and mouth disease, which is surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarin thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her plan. Then, seeing a turn to her, finally she administered either. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had measured to bath the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Hello, I'm from Tiancheng, which is a little city located in the east of the Anhui province. My hometown is very beautiful in my opinion. I have a little brother and he is lovely.子曰：学习之，不亦乐乎？忧朋自远往来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为曾知而知曰：是三宝，一言一鼻子曰：是物也。子有问孝，子曰：君子孝者，是为能养，子与犬马，子皆能有养，不亲何以别乎？ 子曰：士其素日，观其所有，察其所言，人焉守哉？人焉守哉？